Now he says, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. He's letting them know, you see, what is coming, and he's training them, as it were, for what is coming to them. The Lord always prepares us, friends, for whatever's coming to us. I've learned in my own experience and as a pastor watching others that that is his method. Now, will you notice what he says here, and I'll move on to verse 5. Now he says, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? You remember that Simon Peter made this statement very candidly, whither goest thou? But it was the question of a little child. What he's saying here is, none of you have asked this really intelligently or spiritually. None of you have really discerned what's going to take place. Now he says, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Sorrow hath filled your heart. What he's trying to say to them is, they're letting this one thing that he said that he's going to leave them absolutely overwhelm them with sorrow. And friends, that is something that Christians need to avoid. There's so many Christians that let one experience embitter them, a disappointment in some individual. And there are many of them that let an experience in a church turn them from God. I know a man right today, he's a friend of mine. He won't darken the door of a church. He had an experience, and he just won't go back. And another person has lost a loved one, and they're constantly in mourning. God says, don't be overcome by sorrow like that. He's saying this, because I've said these things unto you, sorrow fills your heart. And he said, that's not the way that it should be. Nevertheless, verse 7, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, that is, it's best that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now the Lord Jesus said, it's best for me to leave. Because, he said, I'm going to send the Comforter to you. Now, why was it best for the Lord Jesus to leave? Now, I can suggest several reasons, and I'm sure you'll think of more. One of the reasons is this, was his purpose in coming to this world was to die. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Now, when that was accomplished, he went back to the Father. Because his mission had been accomplished. And that's the reason it's best for him to go back. Then there's another thing. When he came to this earth, he took upon himself our humanity. And one of the things is that God is omnipresent. But he limited himself by becoming a man. And that, my friend, means that when he was in Galilee, he could not be down in Bethany. And the sisters, you remember Mary and Martha reminded him of that. If you'd been here, our brother would not have died. In other words, if the Lord Jesus was in the world today, he couldn't be here where I am and where you are at the same time. But you see, he says, I'll send the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit comes, why, he'll be in all places. And the Holy Spirit's right with me here today. I know that, and I know he's with you today. And therefore, he says that's best. Now, you may think of other reasons.